Ladies and gentlemen, I love this song so much that we're going to play it for the intro to Pat today. Here we go. I tell you, there's something about this song that I love. Hey, Pat, good morning.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. How is every little thing?
Every little thing's good. Don't you love the song Elvis's version?
Yeah. I like it. Don't worry about that.
What the hell's that in the background?
It's phones ringing in the background. Usually it doesn't happen at this time in the morning since it's so early. But anyhow, I like, I'm not a big Elvis fan.
Either am I, but I like that song.
That song is good.
Because I like the movie. The movie was fun to watch. And Margaret was in it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of Elvis songs that I do like. Love Me Tender. There's quite a few songs that I like.
Return to Sender.
Return to Sender.
There was a disc jockey that I once knew, Bob Craig, and he had a song that sounded just like Elvis. It was Return the Blender. And I wish I could find a copy of that. Return the Blender.
I bet you, did you search YouTube?
I haven't found it yet.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
What do we have going today? It'll be the 11th Friday, consecutive Friday of getting some rain. The 11th. So we're counting.
11th.
And right now we see showers, some moderately heavy, just approaching Albany. They basically extend from about Albany to just north of Binghamton. And they're not really moving south, but they're moving east. So they'll probably get parts of the Berkshires. Then there's a little bit of a break, and then there's more showers near the Finger Lakes. And they're moving east, too. So, you just sum it up. Partly cloudy showers, maybe a thunderstorm, low 70s today. Clearing tonight, upper 40s, partly sunny Saturday, low 70s. So, again, Marshall, you don't have a problem tomorrow. I told you that. It is going to be a lovely, lovely day. We have the full flower moon Saturday night. And then on Sunday, sun and clouds, late showers. I doubt it. I think if there's going to be showers, again, they will hold off until Sunday night. So, I think we're looking at a dry weekend. Mid-70s Sunday, and then Marshall will be wearing his Bermuda shorts on Monday. Low 80s, hazy, warm, more humid. Showers and a thunderstorm. And then we'll be back in the 70s on Tuesday for your trip to the city.
I like the way that sounds because we might go to New Jersey tomorrow.
I'm going to New Jersey tomorrow.
You are?
Well, I'm going up to the cabin. So I'm going north, you'll be going south.
It's same state, different universe. Same universe, different planet.
I'm just going to open up the lake house. I'm not staying. I got to take the tops off the porch. Because if you leave the tops on at this time of the year when it gets warm, then any kind of moisture that's inside the porch will start getting moldy.
Yeah.
So I get the tops off. I also want to inspect the place to see how we did as far as the rodents and clean it up and then head back and we'll see what happens next weekend. I mean, the weather next, I'm not even going to try to count on the weather next weekend because you know as well as I do that is going to be different. The report from the surgeon was thumbs up.
Gums up or thumbs up?
Thumbs up, both. Yeah, really. He was pretty shocked. He can't believe how good I looked. He said most patients after a surgery like that will come in with at least some swelling or some discoloration. He said, and he goes, you seem so perky and up. I said, yeah. I said, I feel fine. I told him. He goes, okay, I'm glad I overestimated the effects. I said, so am I. And then he looked at everything. He got the stitches out. And he said, I'll see you in a month. He said, but from this point on, you could exercise. You could chew. You could use mouthwash. He said, you can do whatever you want. I said, well, thank you.
So he said, you're welcome. Did you go home and have something to eat?
You know what? I couldn't because, but I know you're going to laugh. But by the time I got home, it was time for me to change and go to yoga because he told me I can go. So I did go to yoga class, and I have to admit, I found it a little hard or harder. And that's because I guess I'm just not up to snuff right now.
Yeah.
You know, so it took a little more energy to get through the class. And when I got home last night, which was about 5:30, I was really pooped. Boy, I felt like I really felt like I ran a marathon. But now I feel fine. So I'm getting back into the groove.
All right.
So nice.
Did you have breakfast this morning yet?
No, I don't. I usually don't have breakfast till about 8:15, 8:30.
So you haven't tested the choppers out yet?
Not as far as, I've been eating with them. Like last night, I was able to begin chewing. Still had soft food, but I started chewing. So all fine. He could not also believe. He said, you're telling me that you're not using any adhesive with your denture? I said, no. He said, that is good. Because he said to me, he said, could you take it out so that I could look at everything? I had a hard time getting it off. And he goes, wow. And I said to him, there's two spots that are hitting. And he goes, well, they are a little swollen. Give it a week. He said, if you still have a problem there, go to your dentist and she will make adjustments.
Yeah, she'll shave it down. Yeah, that's exactly.
But he said, look, he said, keep your fingers crossed and maybe you'll have everything permanent within a couple of months.
There you go.
So that's a good thing. It's I'm watching the time, 6:58. Marshall Miles, Monday morning when I get back here, I hope you have seen Second Chances.
I will have. I guarantee you it.
Don't guarantee
it. I guarantee you it, and we'll speak Monday morning. We'll talk about the movie.
And we'll talk about the movie and your trip to the city.
And what food you ate over the weekend. Okay.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
All
yes.
Right. I hope you don't find mice. All right.
Oh, goodness. I'll take pictures if I do.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. There you go, Viva Las Vegas.